This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Trade, and specifically getting tough on it, and even more specifically getting tough on China over trade, is and has been since campaign one of the big items on the Trump administration's agenda. President Trump has said, among other things, that he would label China a currency manipulator, that he would slap a 45% tariff on Chinese imports, and that he would go after the dumping of cheap stuff on the world market that the president says is China taking jobs away from American companies and workers. Them's fighting words, global trade-wise, and today Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said China doesn't want to see a trade war with the United States, but if it did happen, Li says, oh, it would hurt American companies. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman at our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting to handicap that one.
To be clear, neither the U.S. nor China has done anything significant to punish the other on trade since President Trump took office. But Fred Bergsten at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says if the U.S. were to impose big punitive tariffs on Chinese imports, China's got a lot of potential targets for retaliation.
They import well over $100 billion a year from us. Much of that is agricultural products that could be shifted easily to other suppliers.
Barry Bosworth at the Brookings Institution adds U.S. aerospace giant Boeing to the list. China can buy planes from European rival Airbus instead. But he says it's clear who loses the most from higher import tariffs.
Consumers do. We get a big increase in consumer prices.
On pretty much anything we buy that's made in China, from toys to iPhones. But Bosworth says U.S. companies aren't likely to move that production back home.
In the case of Apple, there's lots of other countries that look like China. You could move your production to Vietnam because it's even cheaper.
A trade war would hurt the U.S., but it would hurt China more, says University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi.
Because the Chinese economy is very dependent on the U.S. market for its prosperity. Americans might suffer from a shortage of toasters temporarily until they figure out how to make them for themselves again. But the Chinese would suffer from a shortage of jobs that would pop their eyes.
All the experts I talked to predict an escalation in trade tensions would most likely start with U.S. actions against China over specific products like auto parts, textiles, furniture, or electronics. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.